In the movie Field of Dreams, Moonlight Graham, a young baseball player played by Frank Whaley, is at bat and takes two pitches high. Ray Liotta's character, Shoeless Joe Jackson, says to him, "Okay, the first two were high and tight, so where do you think the next one's going to be?" To which he responds, "Well, either low and away or in my ear." He's not going to want to load the bases, so look low and away, Liotta says, before finishing with, "But watch out for in your ear." Forecasting is a tricky practice. We model out data and make assumptions based on recent experience to guide us to where the future might take us. We assign probabilities to these assumptions to, well, put it in baseball context, know where the next pitch might be coming. We have spoken a lot about inflation over the last couple of years as we have modeled it out to gain a sense of where it is going and what central bankers may do in response. I'm pleased to say that inflation has, for the most part, trended as our models predicted. And we shouldn't expect inflation like we saw in the last year to repeat in the next couple of years. So, to put a nice bow on it, let's conclude the inflation debate. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of August 7th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Over my 30-year career, I don't believe I've spent more time on inflation than I have in the last 3 years. Inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index in Canada and in the United States, has taken center stage for longer than perhaps it should have. But when inflation reaches a high of 8.1% year over year in Canada and 9.1% in the US, we need to pay attention to that, especially when the cause of inflation, in our opinion, was the unprecedented monetary and fiscal stimulus that massively increased the money supply globally to the tune of about $16 trillion. Well, the good news is that we believe inflation is going to be much more stable and perhaps a boring discussion topic going forward from here. The reason for that is that the questions around inflation, how high will it go, will we see hyperinflation, to more recently, how quickly will inflation recede, are largely behind us. And this week's data out of the United States give good reasons to believe that. Our view has been that the inflation was a consequence of the money supply growth during COVID, and that inflation would slow as the money supply growth rate slowed, with a lag of a little more than a year. And that's exactly what we've seen. At the same time, our modeling of inflation tells us that this past June was the low water mark for the year at 3% for the United States. Through the rest of 2023, inflation in the US is likely to be between 3 to 4%. That's not to say that inflation is moving higher. It's more of a math problem and the way that inflation is calculated on a year-over-year basis. The big picture is this. Inflation is likely to be much more stable in the mid-3% range over the next 6 months, and we believe will gradually fall towards the Fed target of 2% over the course of 2024. So from here, our longer-term view of inflation is lower, not higher. The other takeaway is that we have more confidence that the Fed and the Bank of Canada are likely done with their interest rate increases for this cycle. There was another notable report this past week that we should pay particular attention to, and it might impact inflation down the road. And that is the Chinese economic data that came out this week. China's CPI, its inflation rate, showed prices are falling on a year-over-year basis by negative 0.3%. Further, Chinese exports fell for the month of July by 14.5% year-over-year, while imports were also down 12.4% year-over-year. Whether this is a blip or something more of a trend remains to be seen, but when we see falling prices in China, falling exports, falling imports, it leads us to the conclusion that we are going to continue to see lower inflation over the course of the next couple of years. Point being, the second largest economy of the world is showing slower growth, and its customers, including the United States, Japan, and Europe, are buying less. This puts downward pressure on prices, not upward pressure, so that solves part of that inflation problem. Putting this all together, so we have inflation that is no longer a challenge. However, from the economic perspective, we're not as willing to give the green light on the global economy just yet. A soft landing scenario remains our base case. That's what the data is telling us. So we don't forecast a full-blown recession, but at the same time, we can't let our guard down. As Shoeless Joe said, watch out for in your ear. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with a colleague or friend. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.